And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys tennis team, Coach Tom Ferd. And Coach, you beat Detroit Lakes 5-2, and thanks to some good scheduling, you're able to get the match in, even though it was raining. You went to Choice Fitness, and I'm sure all the players and really enjoyed playing inside today.
It was, for the emails that we sent back and forth and the scramble to figure out when and where we were going to play, it actually turned out really well. Choice is an awesome facility.
That it is. And you were able to sweep all four singles matches. You won by a combined 48-2. It was 6-0, 6-0 for both Isaac Tomford and Reggie Wingem at first and second singles. And they all won pretty handily.
Yep, our singles put on a good show today. I think Detroit Lakes' two strongest plays were at first and second doubles, and our first and second doubles, struggled a little bit. But, yeah, our singles played very, very well today.
And you had Gunnar Groven and Sam Woodseth at third and fourth singles. They won 6-1, 6-0. So, as you said, everybody took care of business.
That they sure did. When we needed it the most, that's what they did. They took care of business.
And the first doubles, you said Detroit Lakes, they went a little stronger at the top of their doubles, but you were able to get a win at second doubles, and an exciting one it looked like. You win the first set 6-3, you lose the second set 7-6, and then win 10-4 in the third, and another good battle for that second doubles team.
Yeah, and actually that game went to Detroit Lakes. Our fifth win was at third doubles. So those scores, were just a little flipped. Our second doubles, their first set, it seems like they always have to just kind of get, used to playing with each other that first set. And then second set, they were ahead 5-2. And then nearly shot themselves in the foot, but, maintained and won in that 7-point tiebreaker for the second set. And then they fell 10-4 in the third one. But they battled really hard at second doubles, that they did.
Yeah, now that I look at the sheet, that's exactly what you sent me. So, And then on the third doubles, Colton Osborne and Hudson Rick, they were able to get your fifth victory. And those two come away with a 6-0, 6-2 win. And they must have played pretty well.
They do, and they've played very well together in the past, and we're missing Hudson, for a couple of matches, down the road a bit there, but they're back together and they're doing well.
And we should mention your exhibition doubles team of Ian DeLeon and Alex Zammert. They were able to win their match as well.
Yeah, and they were actually playing against the third and fourth singles because they didn't have an exhibition, so their coach just sent out those two people. And if I'm correct, I think the two that Ian and Alex played against were the third and the fourth singles boys. Yeah, so they came away with a win there at the exhibition.
Well, a nice win for those guys, and they played a little varsity as well, and it's good to get that competition in. But even more importantly, you've improved to 5-1 in section play now, and another big section win for you.
Yeah, we're all happy with that one.
And now you get ready to go. You host Moorhead next week, is that right?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain.
Of course.
I swear I look at the weather app like 8 times a day, but it looks like it's supposed to rain on Tuesday. But if it's not, we'll be playing them on Tuesday, and then we go to Grand Forks or East Grand Forks on Thursday.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.